Hello, everybody. My name is Lane.
And my name is Hope.
And my name is Christian.
And welcome to our podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about Greece's independence.
So, Greece gained independence through a 19th century war against Ottoman rule.
It was supported by European powers and accumulated in the Treaty of London in 1830, which recognized Greece as located in southeastern Europe.
Well, that's pretty cool. Did you know it's known for its ancient civilization and influence on Western culture?
And obviously, Greece's official language is Greek.
Diverse sectors include tourism, shipping, agriculture, and services.
Greece became completely independent in 1830.
The War of Independence lasted nearly a decade.
And their desire for independence was mainly self-determination and pursuit of freedom.
Well, that's very interesting. Greece wanted independence for their religion and legal power that was no longer inferior.
And they made their move because of the inspiration of nationalism spreading all the way throughout Europe.
They were also encouraged by the revolution.
I did not know that. They had to fight the Ottoman Empire for independence and is now known as the Greek Revolution.
They also had to have the Treaty of Constantinople.
Greece had been a part of the Ottoman Empire for nearly 400 years, starting from the fall of the Constantinople in 1453. During this period, Greeks faced oppression, culture suppression, and economic hardship under Ottoman rule.
The Greek struggle for independence garnered significant attention and support from other European empires, particularly Britain, France, and Russia, who saw an opportunity to weaken the Ottoman Empire.
Philhellenic movements emerged in Europe, and volunteers from various countries joined the Greek cause.
But overall, Greece's struggle for independence was a seminal event in its history, making the end of centuries of Ottoman rule and the beginning of a new era of a nation-building statehood.
Wow, so much new information I learned. I swear I heard some of that from Mr. Evans yapping in class. So what are you guys' opinions on Greece?
I think it's a pretty awesome country, and it's always been on my bucket list to travel there for vacation. You know, the food, the scenery, and everything else seems to just be such a fun experience.
Yeah, I agree. Greece would be a pretty cool to visit, and it would be a great vacation destination.
Yeah, my grandparents went there one time, and they told me that it was a really cool place. The weather was nice. And I've always wanted to go there as well. But, yeah, for sure, all those things are true. Without all this history that ties into it, nobody would be able to travel and experience life in Greece. Thank you for tuning into our podcast.
Thank you.